Amen. Yeah, we sometimes think God is trying to hold out on us. No, He's trying to get across to us. That's a whole different spin. He's trying to get it across to us. Because His love is ever more abounding than we can understand. His love is ever more abounding than we've actually known yet. And I don't know that we'll ever know the limit of it on this side of glory. But I guarantee you, on the other side of glory, that's why the angels are continuing saying, "Holy, holy, holy." Because why? They get a fresh revelation of His love. They get a fresh revelation of His holiness. They get a fresh revelation of who He is. And the only response you can have is, "Holy. Oh my God, it's even greater than I thought. Holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah." So let's just recognize Carlos has a birthday yesterday. Hallelujah. I called him and sang to him, and he was polite. So hallelujah. I didn't say he was abounding in that, but he was polite. Hallelujah. It was awesome. Awesome. We've played, I don't know if you noticed or not, we've played this Fill Me Up the last 3 weeks as the last song. But see, that's because I'm beginning to consider it the theme song. The theme song. Because why? Because God, it's time to fill us up. It's time for us to be willing sacrifices. And as we're willing sacrifices, it gives Him an opportunity to fill us up. And that's what today is about, because we're making room for Him to fill us up. We're making room for Him to come in and be who He is. We're making room in that place for Him to come into in a brand new way. Because He's not the one who's been holding out on us. He's always just been trying to get across to us. And so today is about letting Him get across to us. It's about letting Him come and have a space that He can fill it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mateo, God has His eye on you. He hasn't forgotten. He hasn't forgotten. Sometimes you feel overshadowed by the others around you. You feel overshadowed by things that didn't turn out quite the way you thought they were going to turn out. But He has not forgotten. And He has a visitation waiting for you. He has a visitation that's going to change your life. He's got a visitation that's going to change who you see yourself as and how you relate to the world around you. Hallelujah. Oh boy. Let's celebrate that again with Him. Just come on. Hallelujah. Because the God is good. And you know, and when he's speaking especially to our youth, this generation. There's a generation here who's going to come up and do things that we never even thought about. And I believe that God is changing, going to change the world through this generation of young people. Hallelujah. He's going to change the world through this generation of young people. So it's just up to us to just support that and to be in agreement with that and to look for that. Hallelujah. Glory. I know that I want to get Tina up here in just a moment because God has been doing something here. And as a pastor, it's not for me to be the most anointed person in the room. It's for me to recognize where the anointing is and do something about it. To recognize what's going on and to flow with it. And I am actually in a position right now where I'm trying to learn to do things in a little bit different, because I can default to teach, okay? In just a heartbeat, I can default to teach. But see, sometimes God wants to move not through the words, but through the ministry. And that's what I want to see Him doing right now, is moving through the ministry, because that's the ministry of the Holy Ghost that does something in your heart. It's not the words that you hear, but what happens in your heart when it becomes rhema in you that makes a difference. And so what we're looking for is those things that are coming out from the pulpit to become rhema in your life. And I believe that she has the breaker anointing that will help that to come rhema in your life this day. Hallelujah. So let me just open with one little passage that He shared with me the other day. I don't know, what was that? Thursday morning? I don't remember. Thursday morning. Okay, here it is. I'm gonna just read it as he gave it. And he says this: make room for grace. Make room for my revival fire to be rekindled in your heart and life. It is possible to walk in the newness of your salvation every day. Every day. Say every day. Make room for many things have come to crowd me and my joy in you out. I'll leave that alone for a moment. Making room is not an effort of the body or the soul. Rather, it is an alignment with me, with my priorities, with my revelations, and my plans. It is an opening of the heart to exchange with me, thus receiving more than you would ever believe. Make room that I may bring my blessing into every realm of your life. You see, he doesn't want to leave anything unturned. He doesn't want to leave any corner untouched. He doesn't want to leave any wall disassembled. He says, let my hands and my heart guide you into your best year yet. See, there's an expectancy this year. There's an expectancy in the atmosphere. There's an expectancy where God is doing. Let my joy speak in you, my delight satisfy you, and my grace cover you. Awaken to my voice, and when distractions come, invoke my grace. See, because grace comes to bring forth that which the Father has already decreed. Hebrews 13 tells us that grace strengthens our heart. And so when a distraction comes, grace will strengthen your heart in the thing that needs to be strengthened. Hallelujah. So awaken to my voice. Okay, when distractions come, invoke my grace. Awaken to my fire, for my love for you has not waned or wavered. It is a fountain that cannot run dry. Make room in your heart, that in your thoughts, that I may fulfill the dreams and the visions I placed within you. See, he and each and every person in here, he's placed dreams and visions in you, even from the youngest to the oldest. And some of us have realized some portion of our dreams, but none of us have reached the fullness of our dream and vision. And so it's time for us to reach the fullness of those things. It's to reach and step in and recognize God is the one who can do it. Making room is more than kicking the old out. It's inviting me and my grace, my blessing in, allowing my love to blossom again. Make room for my first love is awaiting every day. Every day, first love is awaiting. It's awaiting you. My joy and my authority are available in me, in you. See, I believe all this making room has to do with the reset that Tina has been talking about. It has to do with making a space and having an awakening to what God is ready to release to do in your life and what he's already decreed for your life. Jonathan, the love that he has for you is more than you can ever imagine. It's more than you can ever imagine. It's more than you can ever imagine. It's gone farther than you can ever even see, than ever even comprehend yet at this moment. It's not going to stop, buddy. It's not going to stop. Hallelujah. There's such a prophetic atmosphere right now There's such a prophetic atmosphere right now. Just begin to make room in your heart right now for what Tina's about to release. Make room in your heart right now for what we're about to receive. Make room for what God is going to be doing in this moment. Because right now is the moment that God has for you. Right now is a moment that God has for each and every one of you. I thank God for what He's doing in Tina's life, but I thank God even greater for what He's doing in your life. Hallelujah. Miss Tina, would you come up? Hallelujah, prophetess.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory. Somebody shout hallelujah right there inside of your homes. We just give God praise. The online community is all excited, pushing and pushing and pushing. I tell them they're pushing me so hard, it got me kicked in a high drive. Glory be to God. Come on and put your hands together for a high drive. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. This making room is so sufficient. It's so timing. It's so right. It's so God. There is such a strict and a violence of the prophetic power that is being released from heaven. Come on and put your hands together. It's strict and it's violent. It's come to tear up. It come to come and disrupt a whole lot of stuff inside of our lives. But it's a great, great need for it. I'm thankful this morning. I'm thankful for Mateo and Jonathan being a part of this prophetic body. These are the generations that's going to run with the torch. Come on, somebody. They don't have a choice. Adrian, you don't have a choice. You're going to run with this thing because it's birthing out into our lives. I'm going to move into making room from God. This thing is pounding me, so I'm just going to plow through it. Come on, glory be to God. Somebody say plow. Hallelujah. Making room is an everyday lifestyle. It is, but if you don't know how to make room and you don't really understand what's going on, that's what the prophetic comes in and plow. It comes in and just disrupt things. It comes in and shift things. It comes in and take patterns out and put a new pattern in. Come on and give God some praise. It comes in and it just come in and then it just change your eating habits. It change your sleeping habits. It change the way you take a bath and the way you take a shower. Come on and put your hands together for glory. I'm talking about making room. Mama likes that. I'm talking about making room. You know, and the Lord told me how to come and break forth the making room. He says that the place you're in now, you made room for it. Glory be to God. See, that's how easy this thing is. What you're doing now, you made room for it. And that's what we're trying to do, because the place you're in now, you made room to be in that place. But 2018 holds another capacity and place for you. That's why you got to make some room. Because what you possess and what you're doing now, you actually thought in your mind and you came in agreement with your everyday lifestyle and you said, I'm going to make some room for this. And that's why you have the 8-to-5 job, and that's why you have the kids, and that's why you cook at a certain time, and that's why you're at home, and that's why you spend a lot of time at work and less time at home. And all of these factors come about your room. It is your everyday capacity of room. So we are plowing into making new room, more room, or new room, whichever one fits you for better. And I'm going to say this about this, because I want even the young people to understand that there is something called making room. How many iPhone users in the house? Let me see. Raise your hand. How many online? Raise your hand. You on that iPhone right now? Adrian? Mattel? I got iPhone using here. What happens when you fill that phone all the way up? What happens when you take all them pictures and run all them videos? What is that error button going to say when you try to go in and do another new picture of your cute self and you need that moment, you need that time, you're trying to get that picture, but that iPhone is going to flag you, it's going to stop you, and it's going to tell you that your storage space has been filled and it's time for you to make some room. Come on, somebody, put your hands together. I know what I'm talking about. It's time to make more room. And so when the iPhone even alerts you and tell you that you need to make more room, that don't mean go buy another phone. That means you got to take some stuff off the one that you already have. Is it all right this morning? So I'm going to walk Philippians 3:7, and I'm going to plow. Philippians is becoming one of my favorite people because the jailer was a Philippian. Come on, somebody. He was a Philippi. He was a Philippian jailer. And so Paul in Philippians is talking to a people. And at that time, when I read this passage to you, even online, I want you to understand that Paul was incarcerated when he wrote this letter. That means that he was in a tight spot. That means that he only saw darkness. Come on. That means that he was limited of what he could do because of the incarceration and because he was behind bars. But he began to write a letter to the Philippians. And I believe that my jailer read the same letter. Glory be to God. I was excited when I found out that I put it all together. I've been hearing my pastors now preach this, but that was the birth of the Macedonia church. And the Philippians was dear to Paul's heart. And that's why I believe that you're dear to God's heart this morning. I believe that you're on his mind this morning. That's why you're listening this morning. That's why you're coming out. Because God is on your mind, but you are on his mind. Glory be to God. So Philippians 3:7. But what things were gained to me? Believe me, he was in a tight spot, but he had a vision about his future. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted as loss for Christ. Yes, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I count those things as rubbish, as dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having my own righteousness. Paul is clearing out some stuff. He's willing to give up some stuff. He's willing to move some stuff. All for Christ. Somebody say, all for Christ. Which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ Jesus, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him. He clearing out. He's willing to give up something. He's willing to shut things down. He's saying along the way, the stuff I picked up, the people I met, the relationships I was in, some things worked out, some didn't work out, but now I'm going to create something else. I'm going to enlarge my capacity by pushing some things to the side that I may know him. Somebody say, I got to know him. Glory be to God that I may know him. He says, I want to know the power of his resurrection. This is the year that you're going to experience power. If you make some room, you're going to make room for power. Somebody shout power. Kaboom. Just like that. And the fellowship of his suffering. Being conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from dead. Now he's going into a hardcore press. Now that I have already attained. Or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things that are ahead. Come on and put your hands together for the word of the Lord. He's telling the people, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many are mature, have this same mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. So he's in a press. He is incarcerated behind bars with four walls. But he say, I want to know him more. And I'm a press towards a higher goal. But in his press and in the mind that he's getting ready to take on to pursue God, he says, I'm forgetting those things, those former things that are behind me now. He's already know the experience. And I'm telling you this morning, some of us are going to have to release the experience of things. Come on, somebody. The experience of things. I just destroy the spirit of experience. Why? Because just because you're not in a thing, you can think about it all day long. And some experiences do not have any more room in your 2018. Somebody put your hands together and tell them, yes! Glory be to God. Meaning that I got to press in now. I got to know the one that created me. I got to figure out why I'm here now. I'm ready to take hold my future. And he was such in a prophetic moment. How do you know that? Because he was in jail. And when you in jail, you supposed to be all pressed and down about your situation. But Paul was in jail thinking about his future. Somebody tell him yes! He was in jail, but he was thinking about his future. He was behind bars, but he knew I got a future. How am I? I'm not worried about how I'm going to get out of jail. God, I'm worried about how am I going to get to my future. Come on and put your hands together. Come on and bless the Lord. We destroyed the experience in the name of the Lord. We're not worried about what you in. We're worried about how you're going to get to where you're going, baby. Somebody say yes. Kaboom. Just like that. He was writing about his destiny in a bad situation. Prophetically in the spirit, you need to see yourself in your future and not in your experience. Come on, somebody. This morning is the morning because I feel that type of anointing driving in this service. It's plowing down your distraction and the experience of what you feel like you got to have with you every day. But you don't have to have the experience. You can release it now. You can release your experience, Tracy. Now you can release it. Now you can let the experience go. Because you've already manifested and you walked through it and you obtained some things and some good and some bad things happen. I'm talking to them both. The good experiences and the bad. Because you have to make room. And every day, I'm talking to some people that every day you wake up, your experience wake up. And you're not even in it. That's what, that part right there, Adrian, is the part that got to go. In the realm of the spirit, I feel the Lord snatching the experience out your life. I feel that he plowed through five people's lives. And tearing it down. He's going to dissolve it to where there's no thought of it anymore. Somebody put your hands together and say, I receive it. Make room for your 2018. Make room for the whole year. For the whole thing. Whatever it takes. Whatever's going to happen. Let it happen. I'm speaking this morning about the shift. The shift has already happened. Amen. Well, I got some people on the front row that say, we already shifted. This first service has shifted. Pastor Chuck has shifted. Kim has shifted. The whole body has shifted. Even Mama has shifted. We all have shifted in the first service. Because I had to make room for the first service. I had to have a whole new mindset. So what I used to think about, I can't think about those things because first service is on my mind. Because you got to make room. And when you make room, a manifestation comes with making room. Come on and put your hand. I know I'm getting ahead, but come on and shout yes. The shift has already happened. You should be experiencing an encounter with God. You should be getting caught in his glory. giving heaven attention and getting attention from heaven. In making room, there's an exchange of things that's happening. When you're willing to give up things, something is available for you to get. And we are speaking of the grace and the power of God. God is wrapped in everything that you need in making room. Well, who gonna come in the room? Well, where they gonna come? Who coming? Well, your best friend ain't coming. Your husband, I'm not talking about your husband coming through the door with flowers. I'm not talking about you meeting somebody great and then you become great. I'm not talking about the people that don't like you, now they finna start liking you. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about the Father. I'm talking about the Trinity. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the way the Lord want to move in your life. Come on and put your hands. Say, your making room is different from my making room, but it's all God. It's all the Lord. There's some people that got enough room for the whole church. All you do is wake up, drink tea, and eat a little bit and go back to bed. Some of us are so busy. It is like room. The Lord is going to create room. And it's literally people that literally wake up bored. Like, what do I do today? So much room, you forget what day it is. It's like, what day is it? What? Oh, that's right. Wednesday. Okay. So much is passing through some people. But God has no room. He has no room. So he said, I want to fill your day with glory. I want to fill it with my presence. I want to loose my anointing to you so you can loose it to somebody else. Somebody tell him yes. The shift has already happened. And people are drawing near to God. Well, God is drawing near to us. Glory be to God. Making room interrupts old patterns. It interrupts wrong direction. It just begins to interrupt things. You're not going to be able to sustain your old pattern with a new making room. It's just not going to be. You're going to have two agendas fighting each other. You're going to be with Mike Tyson in the ring trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Which one going to go for the TKO? Well, making room with the Lord need to win every time. Come on, somebody. You ought to just, even if you got to slip in the bathroom and give him thanks. Come on, somebody. If you're sitting at your desk, you can just go to the restroom and give him thanks. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to call your prayer partner when you get ready to worship God. You can worship him right where you are if you make some room. If you feel yourself fighting, you say, somebody finna win. This your winning year, making room. I see the spiritual capacities growing, breaking forth. Where in the day you wasn't dwelling on the things of God, but all of a sudden God is getting ready to appear in that mindset. Glory be to God. Come forth in that heart. I'm speaking to somebody online, and where you used to do and talk crazy, but now you're getting ready to release a grace and a love and a peace to people. Come on, somebody. Well, those used to agitate you and you get right with them. Well, no more this 2018. They're going to see a new you. There's a new sheriff in town. Glory be to God. Say, what happened to you? I made room for God and he's flowing through my heart. Jesus. Making room interrupts. The interruption is a good thing. Sometimes we're scared to let go of the agenda. But Paul, he pressed. He said, I let go the things behind me. The experience of it. He wrote a letter after being beaten and thrown in jail. So he couldn't even consider his turmoil as part of making room. This is the year that from the past, it's even already been prophesied that 18 years of just turtle turmoil is being destroyed. because your past is trying to dictate the future. But the Lord say, not this year. Your past is over. Glory be to God. Your past can't creep into your future in the name of the Lord. Some of us have already crossed over into a great thing. But I believe that this morning is about those that still have an experience, feeling the emotion from it, not realizing that there is a grace to move you in. Come on, somebody. Grace will get you there. I know you might think it's something you all have to do by yourself, but grace will do it for you. Once you surrender in a certain area, there is an outpouring. One thing about God, you don't have to text him and you don't got to call him. You don't have to go get your pen, write a letter, and put it at the door and hope the angels come pick it up and take it. You don't have to. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. As soon as you make it up in your heart, he already knows. There's no secrets with you and God. Now, you're going to keep a secret from me, but you're not going to keep one with God. Nothing is hidden and all is exposed. And there it was this morning when Kim said about the prodigal, that God wasn't sitting up there saying, you know, I'm waiting on you. He wasn't inside that type of waiting mode. When the prodigal son was ready, the Lord was already there to switch him and go ahead and transition him into his future. Come on, somebody. It's when you decide. It's when you decide, then the transition just began to work. I feel a breaking of an anointing right there. Somebody say, yes, I feel it. Because sometimes it's like, how am I going to get through this right here? Make the decision and grace is going to push you through. Somebody tell him, yes. I feel it in this room. I feel it online. I feel that there's a fear of decision, but I break it in the name of the Lord. Because the decision is your room for God. The decision is the room. And when you do it, the capacity opens up. It stretches. How much? It will go as long as you allow the room to be for him. You know what? You know, he don't say, that's enough. I don't need no more room. No. Trust me. I don't need some more room. I give him more room. I need more room. I give him that. I need more room. Oh, you're overtaking me. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. The good news about the new year, I want to speak to the single people out here. I know they're going to start shouting. Hey, come on, everybody. Single people, we're going to make room for new love this year. Singles, make room for new true love this year. This is going to be a beautiful year for love. So much so that it's going to be the right love. It's going to be a pure, pure love. It's going to be a connection like none other. It's going to be undeniable. It's going to flow for two people's hearts for each other. It's going to be beautiful. Why? Because it doesn't matter what's in your heart now. As soon as you make the room, you're making a capacity room of love. And we're not in this by ourselves because we're getting ready to meet a new love. Somebody say, ah, yes. Yes. The new love capacity is beautiful when you really open yourself up to love. A lot of people open and make room for all kinds of things with God. But one that is a great, great value, one that values the most, is the capacity of love. And one thing about love, love knows love. You don't have to be entering into something that you don't think is or right or is it right. Open your love up and see, can it reciprocate inside of that night date? See, can love reciprocate? I'm opening myself up. Let me see what you do with yours. Love knows love. And this is a year that is unrestricted and is released. I'm around so many people that's filled with love that the Lord is showing me is going to be reciprocated between man and woman again. Come on and put your hands together. I'm prophesying over the singles that the Lord say love reciprocate again. Where the one, the single, was used to giving it all unto God is going to reciprocate man and woman again. And 2018 will be a year of marriage in Jesus' name. Oh, come on and receive it. Come on and tell him yes. Oh, I know they're shouting down there online in the name of the Lord. Make room to initiate manifestation. This is huge for me. This is by far one of the things I'm working on right now. Anybody got a manifestation project? Come on, somebody. Anybody inside of a manifestation project? So the project got that name on it, got that name on it, got that name on it. It's like, I got all these projects. I just need manifestation. I'm a dreamer. I'm a destiny chaser. So as you pursue into destiny, projects just automatically develop in your life. It's beautiful. When you see yourself there is your project. Come on, somebody. It's your future. And then they begin to become projects all around you. But the Lord says, make room that I may initiate this manifestation. It's going to go a little deep for some people, but I'm going to say it. When I say make room for manifestation, I saw the projects and I saw current destinies and I saw different things over our lives. Word of prophecy, businesses, promotions. I even saw that everyone that moves will not even have to sell their home. They're going to gain a home and still move. Come on and put your hands together. I saw properties being released in the name of the Lord, where people wasn't in a struggle no more about, I got to sell this and I got to do this and I got to do this. No, he says, I want you to have all of it. Come on, somebody. It's all yours. I'm speaking to somebody. You don't even have to sell it. That one's yours and you're going to get another one. Come on and put your hands together. This is going to be the year of property ownership, where you're going to own your property and more property. And I saw the entrepreneurs going in a new direction where it was a fog over their head. And then all of a sudden the smoke screen lifted and the whole business turn for good. Come on and put your hands together. I'm speaking to business and entrepreneur owners to where you develop a mindset and it just came as an overcast over you. But the Lord said, I got a new forecast. Come on, somebody. It's a brighter and a bigger and a nicer day. Glory be to God. Somebody tell him yes. And in so doing, I saw these things. And so when he said, initiate, make the room, I saw literally that when you walked up to the room of greatness, whatever this is over your life, when you opened the door, it was so much coming out of the door that it was not any room for what was coming out. So before just opening that door that's getting ready to bust open in your life, he said, make room. Make room. Make room. I'm talking to the ones that know you're great. Know that you got something great to do. Make room. Oh, I got to shut this off. I got to close this. I got to shut this down. I release that in the name of the Lord. Because what's coming through the door, you thinking that it's just that small thing coming through. But the Lord say, I'm coming to do a big thing in the name of the Lord. So what's going to happen in your life, by you, your expectancy is just that manifestation. But a fullness of blessing is coming through the door. Somebody tell him yes. Your measurement of what's coming through the door is off. Now I'm preaching to me. My measurement of what's coming through the double doors this year is off. Because I'm thinking it's coming through a single door. And that single stuff, like, it just come flowing through like that little thing. But I'm looking at an open heaven with a stretched open heaven that when it comes through the door, it busts down the door. It breaks it off the hinges and it becomes a gate wide, a blessing. That same door just come flooding over. It's supposed to overtake you. So while we pile our lives up, we keep it piled through the years. We keep it piled, you know. It's like, girl, where your kids at? It's like, girl, they up there. He over there doing that, and she back there. You don't even know where things are. Because it's so much. This is the year where you can take the kids and give them to the Lord. This is the year you can take the experience and say, I had you, it was tough, but I'm going to release you this year. I'm going to let you go this year. One experience will clear a whole room of capacity. And that capacity is what is all of God and what God has for you. The Lord is going to show up in your new room. Prophecy is coming. And he says, prophecy is coming and coming to pass. He's never told me that prophecy is coming and coming to pass. Prophecy now being released in your life is coming and coming to pass. So this morning when Mattel and Jonathan got the room, the prophecy came. And that same prophecy is coming to pass. Come on, somebody. It ain't going to tarry and be waiting in this year. It's had so much drive and power that it don't have to tarry anymore. To where the heart gets the prophecy. And when the prophecy is released, it's well able to come to pass. That's what type of year that we're in this year. Glory be to God. To where the prophecy don't have to tarry. It don't have to think about, are you ready? Are you ready for this? No. The prophecy is coming. But it's coming into a heart that is ready and is ready to come to pass in Jesus' name. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. And in my closing, it is the year to make the room. It is. This, for some, will be a difficult thing. It will be a sting. It will be an instant sting. But it's just like the same sting that happens when that ant bites you. Once its sting is over. You don't know nothing about, because it don't prolong. It just, that's it. This is the year that the Spirit of the Lord is saying, it's time to make room. When Pastor Chuck was mentioning about the capacity of the heart, the capacity of the grace being released. What is making room? It's the new measure of God in your life. I feel the anointing right here. Making room is the new measure of God. It's the new way he has for you. It's the new identity that he wants to clothe you in. It's the new measure. It will be many of us obtain a fullness from him this year. When I lost my spiritual mother, my best friend, my confidant, when I lost her a few months ago, I wanted a new capacity. Losing her made me want more. God. I didn't want to live in a small capacity anymore. Because the way I saw her cross into greatness and a fullness, I knew he called her, not me. And I decided that if I'm going to be here, I want the fullness of God. Come on and put your hands together. And I believe it's people that's just like myself for this year. If I'm going to run this race with you, Father, I'm going to run it in the fullness of you. I'm not going to run it when my whole life is cluttered and I can't see. I'm going to run it that everything is shut down and it's all about you in every area of my life. People will take the journey. They will inherit the fullness of God because of the decisions and the movement of the rooms. Making rooms is your new measure with God. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, come on and bless him. Bless him online. Just bless him. Just keep blessing him because we're receiving a new measure of God. I don't have time to explain to religious people about a new God. She's preaching a new God. No, I'm not preaching a new God. I'm preaching a new measure of his fullness, his power, and his anointing. And what his grace has for you, it's all new. And I'm here to tell you that from this last year on, it's done and over with. And today is your new day. Somebody tell him yes! Glory be to God. I'm going to invite Pastor Chuck back up. And this morning, I'm going to be on the altar praying this morning. I release a grace of prayer to everyone online this morning. That release of grace of prayer. Just receive your new measure of your relationship with God is coming in a fullness.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And that time went by so fast, I didn't realize even what time it was. Hallelujah. We do need to receive an offering here this morning, and I just invite you to just participate and make room in your heart for what God is doing in this moment. And so, I just, there's so much I wanted to touch on. Oh my God, girl. Make room. See, he's coming to you with new identity. And she spoke a moment ago of having a mentor in your life. And see, we can have natural mentors in our life, but the goal of every mentor is for you to exceed their life. Every mentor is delighted for you to exceed what they've done. My mentor, I had a mentor that and he passed on to the other side, and I had the opportunity to actually do his funeral and all those things. But you know what? I understood the passing of the baton in that moment. And she's right. When that moment comes, it's a time to exceed where you've been. It's time to exceed where you've been by because God is placing in you a new mentor for you. And he's calling you to exceed where you've been. Hallelujah. So this morning, this as we're making room in our hearts, we're making room for what the mentor has already placed within us, but we're also making room for what the mentor is about to release to us. Hallelujah. Because he's going to show up. Just like she just said a moment ago, he's going to show up. He's going to show up in the room that you've made. He's going to show up where you've released him to show up. He's going to show up because you've made a space for him to be in. This is a year that he's coming in to announce himself in a brand new way. And as he announces himself in a brand new way, there's a new opportunity for us to get to meet him. There's a new opportunity for us to have a relationship with him. And out of that will flow a new relationship with our destiny that's around us. Hallelujah. Jesus. Maybe we'll talk about that next week, but there's a fire that is released in the new room. And fire has a purpose. Fire has a natural purpose in our lives. Fire is something that we actually want to invite. I remember when I was speaking to my mentor one time because I saw this vision of fire and I spoke to him about it because I saw that fire and I was afraid. I mean, I saw that fire because I saw me walking into this fire and I was like, no way. But when I spoke to my mentor, he was like, invite it, step into it, because that's where your future is. It's on the other side of that, and know that the fire will not do anything but cleanse what's been upon you. And as it cleanses what's been upon you, it releases you to where you're going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.